Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is a silly thing that I thought we could do. Could you turn into either that camera or your camera, either one, and just give me your scariest face, please?
I will do it just for you.
Thank you so much.
Run, little boy.
Dramatica.
This is how
we're starting the interview. No. Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I'm so excited to have this lovely human back. She was on when it was Horror at the Store, at the Comedy Store. Yeah. So it's been 2 years?
At least.
2 years.
Something. Yeah.
But she's back, and she's here to promote her new movie, Traumatica. It's Rebecca Kennedy.
I'm so excited to be back. Excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Of course. And for those of you who don't know, Katie Afraidy is a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about horror movies. And it's a grand old silly time. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Ooh. I love that.
It's great. And it worked the first time. This is not take two at all. Wow.
I mean,
get
you
the
know.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's ooh. There we go. I mean, I feel it. Do I look amazing?
It's you look beautiful. The haze is hazing beautiful. So, how are you, Sunshine?
I am good. I am good. Just excited to be here and see your beautiful face.
Ditto, boo. So, you're in a little movie. Traumatica. So tell me about it.
I am. So it is about a boy named Mikey who starts to feel like his nightmares are becoming reality when he feels like his mom may be possessed. And I play his mother, Abigail. And that's a good little premise for you without giving anything too much away.
Yeah, because it gets... I told you this when we were off camera, but I'm going to say it now. You're the sweetest human ever. And you play the most fucked up things... creatures, people, ever. And it's always like I love playing those characters too, because that's something that we don't try to be
in
nasty,
yes,
awful
yes.
human mm-hmm. beings.
Yeah.
But it's fun to be those on camera. It's fun to play the villain. It's fun to play the evil character. What attracts you to those kind of characters?
I think you nailed it. Yeah. I mean, in my life, I feel like my life is pretty normal. I'm not anything like...
Wait, what do you
like
mean? You're not possessed?
I know, shocking, right?
What?
I hopefully am a pretty nice, normal human being. And so I love to tackle things that are so far from me and so far from my life. I feel like that's why I got into acting, is to do things that I can't do in real life. I hope to never do in real life. I hope never happens to me. And to explore what that looks like in a safe, fun environment. So that's kind of what attracts me to those.
Yeah, dude, it's... And man, do you do it? I mean, with two witches as well, which if you remember, if you're OGs of the pod, you'll remember that movie. You also played someone who you think is innocent and then is like, you ate the apple crazy. And
yes,
then,
the apple.
And then I literally was like thinking, I was like, what was it about two witches that I was like, the apple, the way
the
you
apple,
ate the apple,
yeah.
And that stuck with me. And I was like, you're like, not anything else, just the apple.
Just the apple.
Apple,
that's
specific.
That's a great promo,
that's
honestly.
The great,
watch that movie to find out what that is.
You're exactly. Yeah. You should watch it. It's so good. But same with this movie where it was like, it just kept, and I say this with so much love and respect, it kept going.
Mm, yeah.
Like, it felt like it ended and then it kept going. And I was like, where else can this go? I was so in. I was like, Because there's a couple movies like that where you're like, oh, this is where, you know, we're going to start wrapping up. This is great. And you're like, no, it's still going. You're like,
no.
Oh, it gets worse? Awesome. Great. Cool.
You're like, it can't possibly get worse. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Just wait.
Just you wait. So how was filming this movie?
About as insane as it is to watch it. You know, I've worked with Pierre and Max before, obviously, on Two Witches. So I knew going in, when I read the script, I was like, this is intense.
Yeah.
This is a lot. But I knew going in that they are the loveliest, kind filmmakers, and they would make the set so safe and comfortable. And we're safe again, but safe for me to go to those places. Mm-hmm. And working with Sean O'Brien, who I'd worked with on The Veil before, who plays my dad, you know, mm-hmm. we have some intense scenes together.
Very, very intense scenes.
And knowing him before just made me feel comfortable knowing that he's respectful, he's kind, he's a generous actor. So it never felt on set, it never felt weird or uncomfortable. It's hard to say you have fun doing those kind of scenes because it's not necessarily fun in the moment, but it's rewarding afterwards because they set up a really collaborative set where, you know, if you need another take, ask and they'll give me another take. Mm-hmm. And that actually will, you know, I'm sure at some point you'll bring up the mm-hmm. booger, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe if that stood out to you or not.
There's a lot of things that stood out to me, but let's talk about the booger too. Yes.
That came from another take. We had finished the scene. We were going to move on. And I said to Pierre, I think I need one more. I think I would like one more try at this scene.
Yeah.
And he said in interviews, like, he's like, we're running behind, but he's like, I'm going to give it to her. And that's where that came from, because the prosthetic, all of the emotion, I literally physically couldn't breathe up.
Yeah.
So it just kept coming down. And as soon as we, you know, he called cut, he's like, that's the take. And I'm like, of course
it was this gross, nasty, but like, aren't you glad?
So glad. You couldn't even plan something like that. And that's what they create, is that magic for it to happen. And it's you know, a small independent movie. So it feels like you would feel rushed and hurried and like there's no time. But for whatever reason, they always make me feel like there's plenty, mm-hmm. you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's also like the ability to play as an actor and to be able to go to those places and be like, you know what? I do want one more. I do want to, like, you know, explore this other way to, like, you know, just have one take to go crazy.
Right, right.
Or, you know, booger. Sometimes you got a booger real quick.
It's the magic.
The magic booger. It's like the spit takes in movies where you're like, you can't fake that.
No.
It's like that's... Yeah.
Well, we call it the fuck it take.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like, we've got it. Everything is beautiful. Just do one more. And then end up, you know, maybe 90% of the time you use that take because it's like you've let go.
Yeah.
Because you know in your heart, like, you've gotten what you need. So now you can really just play and let go.
You're like, balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. So what was your favorite scene?
To film or in the movie?
Yes. Both.
Ooh, that's great. My favorite scene to film, what was my favorite scene to film? I'd say, I mean, one of the more challenging scenes to film, but also was fun, was, without giving anything too much away, was the knife. You'll know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. Cutting the arm.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey now. Hey now.
Hey now. Yeah.
What? Bestie.
Yeah. That was a challenge because... Of course, the knife is not real. And then you've got the blood gag coming out of it. And I'm like, does this even look good? But it was fun to like kind of go there and let's see what crazy thing I can do with my face or my body or whatever was happening. Yet also part of me was like, does this even working?
It is. It did.
But it did.
It did.
It did. Not to like, I'm not saying I'm so amazing, but in terms of the filmmaking, it works. And I remember I saw the film for the first time at Fright Fest mm-hmm. in London last year. And I was sitting behind this guy that during that scene, after that scene was over, he's like, oh, Jesus. And it's like, yes. All right. That's the response.
You're like, we want people praying.
Yes.
We're hoping that people protest this movie because it's in this. You're so good.
You're so good.
It's also that thing of like, because now that we've be, you know, we're better friends
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And like in two witches, I like didn't know you.
Yeah.
But to watch you go there, I just felt like I was like a proud like mom on the sidelines. I'm like, yes, yes, bitch, yes, bitch, yes, go friend, go bestie, go bestie. But I also I like that. Then you're like, you know, you're
yeah,
then, and you're
yeah.
doing the and then the blood and then the one scene where you get possessed.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And this is just a me question.
Yeah.
But I'm sure also other people want to know. When it comes to fake blood and like goo
mm-hmm.
and like the fake stuff in your, what does it taste like? Because I'm, you know, I'm getting more into like doing like acting yes. like with like fake mm-hmm. blood and stuff, but I've never had it in my mouth yet. And I don't know why fake blood creeps me out. So I might throw up.
So a little inside secret for this film is yeah. that was chocolate syrup.
Oh, even better. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
So okay. that was good.
Okay, amazing.
And normally it tastes, so for anyone that doesn't know, they'll have different types of blood. So they'll have like blood that goes on your body that's like thicker, that looks, you know, like hopefully more like real blood.
Yeah.
Then they'll have what they call mouth blood, which is another mixture. So it's definitely completely safe. It usually tastes like syrupy, mm-hmm. sweet. Doesn't have any kind of like weird taste. That's kind of what they'll use for like blood capsules if they yeah. put those in your mouth. Yeah, like so this was chocolate syrup.
Amazing.
So the best part was after I came home from filming that day, my husband was like, "Why do you smell like chocolate?" And I was like, "You're just going to have to wait and see."
I signed an NDA.
I signed it. But you know, as Pierre and I joke about that scene because it's like you said, it's a wild scene. Yeah. It's going in my mouth. It's all over my body.
Is it in your eyes?
That was like a black, like an eye drop.
Okay.
That makes him black.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's in her eyes. And I was yeah, just like,
but he's like,
just,
you know, he's like, if you're okay with it, like, do you, you know, mind yeah. opening your mouth? And like, he's, and I'm like, yeah, let's, you know, I'm, as long as it's safe, as long as I'm not going to get hurt,
yeah.
I'm down for, to try whatever if it looks great on camera. And Pierre, we were joking recently, we're like, I know that scene was really tough to film, but God, it looks great. And that's yeah. like the still they're using everywhere is me with all of the stuff on. And it does, it looks really
it looks
cool.
It was so good.
It was so worth like filming that scene. And again, Sean is great. So I, you know, we just go for it. You know, he's willing to go for it with me.
I love that. I love that so much. So how do you prep like as an actor mentally, physically for this role compared to like other stuff you've done?
Yeah, so obviously she's far away from me, like we talked about.
What do you? What? I mean, what? I think this might be exactly this.
I think this
was a documentary, yeah. right, about your life.
Shh, don't tell.
Sorry. Shit. Sorry.
It's like I start like you know. Just,
and then she's good. It's the monster.
It's good. It's
fine.
You know, I just fine. Have to keep it at bay.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, for me, it's like okay, so I can't relate to this situation.
Yeah.
But I look for what I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as a person, I think we can all relate to like feeling lost and kind of lonely
mm-hmm.
and feeling like no one really sees you and feeling like also on the other side of it, feeling like really protective of somebody. If somebody were to, you know, take my husband, my mom, my dad, you know, my sister, those that are really close to me, and if they were in jeopardy, what would I be willing to do to save them,
mm-hmm.
the lengths I would be willing to go. Thankfully, I've never been in that situation, but I imagine I would be willing to go far, maybe as far as she did, if it meant saving. And especially given the circumstance of it being my sister who was, you know, 7 at the time,
mm-hmm.
a child, innocent, has, I would never want what happened to me to happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of mama instinct
mm-hmm.
Was very much there of like, okay, I'm so sorry for what I'm doing, but I have to protect her.
Yeah.
She comes first.
Yeah.
And so I started there. I find my way in there by making it personal to me
mm-hmm.
and finding the connection of what I can connect to because I don't know what it's like to be yeah. possessed and all of the other things. But then I know there are victims of sexual assault and abuse. And I also keep that in mind and want to, as crazy as the film it is,
mm-hmm.
I want to be respectful to them as yeah. well and knowing that that experience does happen with parents.
Totally.
And that is something that is, you know, harrowing and awful and something I can't even imagine. And so all of those things kind of go into it. And then on set, you know, you're having a little bit of fun with, you know, the dance. Yep. And
I wrote that down. I said cute dance.
We'll get to it. You know, running on all fours. He's like, can you do that? I'm like, we're going to find
She's
out.
She's a horse girl.
She's a horse girl. You know, the faces, all of that is like the fun part. But I do all my work. I try to do all my work, you know, ahead at home. Mm-hmm. And so then when I'm on set, like I can kind of focus on what Pierre wants to find and playing and like going as far as we need to go, because all that work's done and whatever will bubbles up, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's such a good way to put it.
Thank you.
Also, let's go to that dance, man. That was it's not a funny movie.
No.
Not a funny movie.
I mean, it had some moments.
Yeah, that moment.
But
I giggled. Because I know you.
Yeah.
And I was like, go Rebecca.
And it's so random. Like, it's such a... I remember when we were filming that scene, he was like, I want you to do some kind of... Because we were like, okay, what can we do when he sees you? Because you can only run at somebody so many times. So, yeah. You can only make a face so many times before it gets old.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah. And so he's like, I'd love, like, some kind of dance. And I was like...
You're like, I got it.
Kind of like the apple in Two Witches. Yeah. It's like, all right, let's just try some things and see what works. And I feel like in that moment, it's such a, if you were like in a house like that and you raise a flashlight and you see some woman that's like dancing around, you'd be like, what the?
Yeah.
Whether you're scared or it laugh or whatever, it's some kind of odd reaction. I think that's, you know, I can't speak for him, but that's what Pierre has talked about a lot is what makes scary things for him is like what is odd and unusual and out of the ordinary and something you wouldn't expect to see, whatever reaction it elicits, you're getting some reaction to it. So it's fun to film that kind of stuff and be scary.
So did you have other takes with a different dance move? Were you going for the robot? Were you?
I think it was pretty much that. I'm trying to remember.
And it was like
yeah, it was some kind of like you know. Yeah. And you know, several people have mentioned the dance, and they were like, "I hope it comes back in somewhere else in another film." I'm like, maybe in Two Witches too. Maybe I will bring it back somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? You should do an entire dance movie. I think this is actually your calling.
I have missed it. This is my new.
You need to pivot right now.
Yeah. After I leave here, after I'm going to call my agent. Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hey, sorry, but I'm a dancer now. I'm a dancer.
You can clearly see it in that movie.
It's so creepy. I literally sent you a text.
Yeah.
And was like, I just finished. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because it's. I keep saying what the fuck. I think that's a good way to describe this movie.
Yeah.
Because it's, and then it just keeps going and going. And then there's a time jump and you're like, what? Yeah. There's more?
How can it get worse?
What could possibly happen next? And then it just keeps going. So what was the hardest scene to film?
That's a good question.
Both technically and
acting,
you know, that makes it easier.
Just so anyone's fears can be, you know, so the little boy in it is a Rainin, who is fantastic, was like 7 when we filmed, or 6 or 7. God. So I want anyone to be assured that he was protected and he never saw me in the makeup. So that was probably one of the more challenging things, was that anytime I was in a scene with him, where you see the makeup, I was acting with myself. So, you know, or with the camera, depending on if it was the first person POV. Mm-hmm. And so it was like me and Pierre, you know, like acting with each other. And then when Rainin was in the scene, when you could see him and it was me, then I didn't have the makeup on. So that was interesting. I've never worked with kids really in that, in that capacity. So it was interesting to act with kind of, assuming that what he's doing, you know, putting in my mind's eye that he's scared or whatever reaction I'm wanting, putting it into him that he's making. So that was definitely a challenge. And probably I don't even know how to say this, seemingly, the scene where I take care of the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a challenging scene, emotionally and just, get it.
Yeah.
Not a fun day to film any of that, really. Yeah. But I knew it was necessary for the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's also this film, you know, there's really dark stuff that it covers, but it's also like it does it so well. And I feel like, you know, obviously the characters and stuff, but I feel like it does it in a respectful way.
Thank you.
And I like, so good on you guys.
Thank
like
you.
That was awesome.
Thank you. That's definitely something that was a concern of mine, was that I didn't want anyone to feel like we were making fun of or, you know, making light of the situation, because everything that my character goes through, even aside from the possessed part, does happen and has happened and can happen. So I, you know, I'm very aware of that as a survivor of, you know, Abigail being a survivor in the movie and what that looks like.
Yeah. And it's the, brain fart, where'd it go? I lost it.
That's okay.
No, but it's
that's me every day.
Yeah. It also helps like give Abigail more of a, like, cause if she was just possessed to be possessed.
Yeah.
But now you like, you're like, okay, you feel, you know, more sympathy for her.
Yeah.
Versus, oh, this is this crazy lady stealing kids.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons that drew me to her versus Masha, who was kind of just evil to be evil because she had felt like, you know, bullied all her life or whatever.
Totally.
And this one, it drew me to her because it was like, there was a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you find out the reason, you feel some empathy for her, which is a weird juxtaposition of like, no, I just watched you do all these horrible things and now I feel bad for you. Mm-hmm. And how does that make me feel like as an audience? I hope that people are struggling with how to feel about her.
Yeah.
Because you get it. Yeah. Like, you're like, maybe I would do the same thing if I were in that situation.
Totally.
And feeling totally isolated and alone, like no one can help you and no one is going to believe you. Mm-hmm. Who is going to believe that?
Yeah.
It seems so far-fetched. They'd, you know, put you in a mental institution maybe or something, you know? So that's one reason I wanted to play her, was the two sides of that. And I love the way Pierre told the story, and where you just meet her the way at the worst of her immediately first, and then you find out instead of telling it linear. I think it's a cool way of telling the story.
Yeah. And okay, I'm going to skip ahead a couple seconds. I am going to spoil a little bit.
Okay.
I was sad that your character, but also the fact that they showed it, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy work. What was that like prosthetic wise? Like how was that set up? Cause that rig and like, I don't know what, I always think that's so interesting. Cause it's easy to be like, okay, this character now unalives themselves, but to actually sit there and on the frame and show it is another level of like, I'm not even talking about like context wise. I'm talking like practical wise. Like that's another level of like hard to achieve to make it look like real. That looked real.
So I'm gonna spoil.
Yeah,
it was special effects.
Really?
Like I didn't. It was CGI.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, CGI?
I didn't. Because I was like, you know what's funny? When you're asking that, I'm like, I didn't shoot that, right?
You're
like,
am I
forgetting? No, but am I forgetting that I didn't sit through makeup and no. I was like, wait, because it, you know, it was a while ago since we filmed it. And there was a scene that got, you know, cut from the movie, but is my credit scene where I have where somebody's holding my hair and I have all the blood and like the, like we did do prosthetics for that. And so I'm like, did I forget a moment when?
You're like, did I black that out?
Did I just black out while we were filming? Cause my husband asked me the same thing. He's like, how did you do that scene? And I'm like, I didn't.
You're amazing.
Then
again, it's the thing of like when you watch something once and you're like, that was practical. And if I go again, I'm like, oh, that was CGI. But
it looks great.
Yeah.
Oh it looks great. When I saw the movie, I was like, did I film that?
It's also really cool to see from two witches. The W's awful with my stutter. No, it's awful.
You're fine, love.
But to see like the progress all of you guys have made together, mm-hmm. and like this movie is just so like the quality is so much better. The everything is just like it just went up. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
And like props on everybody for because it's like every movie is like, you know, it's your baby, but also you hope to improve every movie.
Yeah.
And to do a little bit better each time. So like that's huge. So bravo, guys.
Thank
bravo.
You. And I want to give a shout out to KO who's their makeup. Mm-hmm. Because my makeup in this is she every boil is like individually placed. It's not like a, you know, a mask or any kind of like thing. And she has to look every day at like where she put them the last day to match. And she's incredible. And she did the two witches, the burn at the end as well. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give her a shout out because she works so hard and she works by herself.
Oh my God.
And it's not an easy, you know, easy thing to do. Like we're, you know, in the chair for an hour and a half to 2 hours every day, putting it on and then getting it off. So she's incredible.
She's a beast. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's also the family aspect of like, is they're all still working together.
Yeah.
Movie. I love that. Oh God, well, I was going to ask you something and then my brain is kaflitz today.
No, you're good.
Kaflitz today. What was I going to ask you? What was the biggest thing you learned from this set? Because every role, every set, you learn something new.
I think that's a great question. I think I learned more and more about trusting myself and like letting go. And because sometimes I think we have as an actor, I don't know if you can relate to this, like you have a vision of how the scene should go in your head or how you think you want it to go or look. And especially when you're filming really intense scenes, it's easy to get in your head about it and just really like trusting and letting go and just trusting that the work will show up. Because when you're making a film like this, it's so wild and out there and just so far from like reality in terms of like, you know, the monster and the dad showing up with his eyes and just there's so much happening, and that can feel very you can feel very up here and not like grounded in it. And so that's always my goal within these films, and hopefully I can achieve that, is like having some groundedness in her and feeling like a real person.
Totally.
And so I think I learned the most about just letting go and like trusting that I had her, that she was there, and whatever I needed to do, I would find it with him on the day. Yeah. Because a lot of this stuff you can't rehearse ahead. I mean, that was a question somebody asked, was like, how many rehearsals did you have? I'm like, none.
Yeah. It's just, you want to go. You want to save it. Cause otherwise if it's too rehearsed, it's not going to look as good.
Which is also very scary. Finding that on film, finding the scene, the pregnancy scene, finding the cutting of the arm, like finding all of those stuff on the day is terrifying because you don't know how it's going to go or if it's even going to work. But also really rewarding when you just like trust yourself to find it there.
Yeah.
And then that's again a testament to Pierre and Max, and then setting up that environment for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, and the fear adds to the fear of the horror movie, so it's perfect.
Yeah, the anxiety. Yeah, I try to embrace. You know, my acting coach said one time, you know, however you're feeling as Rebecca is probably how you're feeling as the character too, and it's so true every time. All the anxiety I'm feeling as me to shoot the scene. Is how Abigail is feeling about also doing the scene. Yeah. You know, he always says like, no character wants to do these scenes.
Totally.
Only actors do. Yeah. Only actors want to like milk it for whatever. He's like, these characters want to get out of there. They don't want to be there. So I think about that a lot when I'm feeling a lot of feeling anxious and a lot of anxiety about doing a scene, is that she doesn't want to do it either.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And embracing how I feel in that moment is just helps.
That is such a, okay, I like that. That's a good, you should, I'm going to keep that. I'm taking that with me. I'm
putting
it in my pocket.
I like that.
So now we're going to get to some couple of fun questions.
Okay.
As we're nearing the end.
All right.
You like horror movies.
Yes,
obviously.
I do.
So what is your favorite horror movie? And then what was the first horror movie to scare you? as a kid.
Ooh, that's good. So my favorite horror movie is The Sixth Sense, because I feel like that was, I was young when I saw it, but I feel like that was the first time I felt, not the first time I, because, you know, obviously The Exorcist had come out and other movies like that, Rosemary's Baby, but as far as like what you can do with a character within a horror film, because it's really a drama with horror elements, right? But it's so terrifying as well. And every time I watch it, I cry. I mean, that end scene, like with them in the car, I'm going to probably cry thinking about it. It's just incredible.
So good.
And that was like, oh, you can do that in a horror film too. Mm-hmm. Like you can, because it's really when you break it down, it's about a boy who just wants to make a connection and a guy that is lost as well. That's really what it is. And then you've got the scary ghosts and the things. But when you break it down, it's not, it's more than that. It's more than just that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's still one of my favorites and the answer I always give, because I'm like, wow, look how much you can do within this genre. Yeah. Because for whatever reason, so many people look down on horror. And it drives me nuts, because it's like, there is so many amazing performances in horror films. I mean, I could like list so many, and so many actors got their, you know, their start or got seen by doing something. And I don't know why it's seen as like a starter genre, or like, oh, is this what you're doing at the beginning? And now you're going to do, as if it's not something to be celebrated as well.
Yeah.
That really, sorry to be on my soapbox, but that really bothers
me. No, I'm with you. There's a thing that, like, comedy and horror, they go hand in hand.
Yes,
they
absolutely
are two of the hardest genres. Mm-hmm. And horror actors and comedy actors, they know acting better than anybody who's, like, dramatically trained. And I'll fight anybody on this, because timing, knowing those little things are so crucial that drama actors just don't quite have it.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to watch, like, the difference. I have friends who are dramatically trained and then we'll be in a scene together and be like, how did you know how to do that? I'm like, I just did it because that's my instincts.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I should take comedy. I'm like, everyone should take comedy.
You know,
horror movie, everyone should take comedy classes. Like, this is so important.
Right.
It's like, it's not just, oh, you want to be funny. It's like, no, the importance of, like, the subtle nuances are just, they're so crucial. And the booger, to find your booger.
Yes.
Finding your booger in the scene. They're,
well, cause
sorry to interject.
No, you're good.
The fact that there is not a horror and comedy Oscar is why I can't take, I will never take Oscars really seriously.
Oh yeah.
Because they don't have those two categories, which is like absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
Especially considering those are the two first types of film were comedy and horror.
Right.
Like before drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, the Golden Globes has a musical or comedy.
Yeah.
But they, you know, all of the award shows could benefit. I mean, look how many horror movies are made now.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we'd only have a few to choose from. I mean, there's tons to choose from. Mm-hmm. And there are ones that are phenomenal and performances that should be recognized. I mean, that, you know, Toni Collette in Hereditary, it's like,
she's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, of course she was in, you know, Sixth Sense, and to go back to that last scene in the movie when they're in the car, that is a drama. That is a drama scene. 100%. He's just telling her that he has a secret. Now he's telling her what it is.
Yeah.
But if you break that down, that could be in a drama.
Yeah.
Literally. You know, literally. The movie that first scared me, the very first movie I watched as a child was the It miniseries. And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that
it also doesn't have to be a horror movie, because for me, I'm thinking like Spider-Man with Sam Raimi with the Green Goblin. Like, that terrified me.
Okay.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. No, there were more that I was like thinking about that I was like, oh, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Large Marge.
Okay.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
I wasn't like terrified of it. Yeah. I still watch those movies, but I hated those parts.
Yeah.
But I would still watch them. I just would be like,
you're like, I hate to say I'm a little dead inside.
That's okay.
Because there's not.
You're just numb. That's okay.
Yeah, there's not too. Even as a child, my mom was like, I will not let you watch these if you're going to be scared. You know, if you come in with nightmares and like, and I'm like, I'm good. And I was. I will say like one movie I watched when I was like, when it first came out, my parents wouldn't let me watch it. And then I watched it a few years later and understand why. And it still is really hard to watch. Is An Eye for an Eye with Sally Field.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
It's an, you know, it's in the 90s, so it's an older movie, but it's with Kiefer Sutherland plays the bad guy. And it's about, she plays a woman that her daughter is killed and inside their home. And I don't know what I'm allowed to say on the show. Okay, so,
you can say what
she's raped and murdered inside their home when she's on the phone.
Yeah.
And so that scene still, like, if I watch that movie, still, like, makes me feel very, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But it's just really well, the way they shot it was really tastefully done, but, and it's so unnerving the way they did it. And it's just, yeah, it's a, that was a hard film to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that also, like, even as time goes by, that if it's still, you know, can hold up and still, you know, give you that emotion. That's a good scene. No matter how many times you see it, you're like, oh, there, I feel it again. Yeah. That's a good movie where it's, no matter how many times you see it, it still gives a reaction. Yeah.
Cause I remember my whole family was going to watch it and they wouldn't let me. And I was like, why? And then
you're
I was like,
it's fine. You're like, I get it.
I understand. Like, yeah, my 10-year-old self should not have watched that film.
You're like 12-year-old baby, but 10, 9, 10, you're more mature now. You got it.
Yes, yes.
So, now, this is the silliest of the things that I ask on my podcast. Do you think audiences will be afraidy or not afraidy of Dramatica?
I think they'll be afraidy. I hope they're afraidy.
I was afraidy.
Yeah. I mean, at least, you know, some.
I was disturbed-y. Disturb-y? Disturbed-y. Yep.
that's disturbed-eed.
Yes, disturbed-eed.
Yes, watching it with an audience is really fun. I've gotten to do that like 3 times, and at the premiere, I sat like further back, and I got to see people like jump, and that's always fun because I'm like, okay, you know, because I don't know if it works or not because I'm in it, and then it's like by the time I see it, I'm like, I know what's coming, and then by the time I've seen it a third time, it's like really not scary for me. So, and I'm in it. So it's like watching myself. Yeah, so it's hard to say, like, oh, it's so scary because I'm in it.
You're like, why did I do that? You're like, I blinked weird. Yeah, like I raised my eyebrow. What's wrong with
me? I'm trying to like just, not pay attention to like that. Yeah. Try to watch it as a whole. So I hope people are afraidy or creeped out or, you know, think about it after it's over for a few minutes.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about you doing the dancey dance. Dancing dance all the time. And where are people able to watch this when it comes out?
So it comes out to theaters September 12th. And there's a, right now there's a limited amount of theaters that are doing pre-sales.
Amazing.
Dallas, San Antonio, New York, Houston, Portland, Orlando, I'm trying to remember, where else, North Carolina, you know, you can buy tickets right now. And then a week or so before, more and more theaters will open up for people to be able to go see it. So I hope people will give us a chance. I know we're a little film, but I hope they'll give us a chance and go see it in the theater, you know, so that, you know, indie film can live, can continue to live on.
Well, I'm gonna buy my ticket and see it again.
Yes.
I'm going to bring all my friends.
Yes,
like,
please.
Hey, guys, it's a comedy. It's a fun family film.
Fun romp.
It's a romp. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. And then they'll just be terrified. And that's what it's a nice surprise.
I know my family has not seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they are in for
a wild ride.
A wild ride. Yeah. My poor sister was just texting me before I came on, like, you know, you know, we're so excited to go see it because they live in Houston. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're going to love it.
Because I don't know how much horror they have, you know, much horror they watch. I don't think a lot. So,
this is horror. This is.
I am excited to see
the horrors
their
of the world and
reaction
paranormal
afterwards. Yeah. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry.
And they're like, you're really good. You scared me. Honestly, if they say anything, I'm like, hey, that was like messed up. You honestly, the biggest compliment would be thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly. My nephew's like 20. So I'm like, please get all your friends to go and watch it because I feel like it's, you know, they will love it.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I love having you on, dude. I love having you on. Where can the people find you?
They can find me on Instagram. I'm at Becca, B-E-K-A-H-K. I'm also on Twitter X, whatever. I don't know what it's. I mean, I know it's X now, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I can't call it that. It's really hard. And then, of course, Facebook and, you know, all the places.
All the socials. You know,
all the socials.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Again, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz, all the social media platforms, Katie Afraidy. And we will see you next time. Stay Afraidy.
Yay, we did it. Awesome.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
I found a tub full of blood.